Now, protests usually bring a halt to contracts and operations under them. How is VA allowed to move forward if the contract is under protest?
You're absolutely right, Tom. And in fact, but there's a provision in the Competition and Contracting Act that says if an agency has what they call an urgent and compelling need for the services or products, the award can move forward. VA spokeswoman Joe Schuette tells me in email comments that the agency was permitted by regulation to begin issuing task orders, and it was done in accordance with that regulation. Schuette says every prime contractor, the 14 that has won, have received or are in process of receiving an initial task order on a non-competitive basis, and this is what VA says, to ensure VA covers the requirements for minimum under the IDIQ contract, the indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity type contract. The minimum is $50,000. Schuette says failure of the government to comply with the contract terms can open the government for claims from the contractors. But, now remember, this is key here. The minimum is $50,000. So 50,000 times 14, I don't do math very well, but it's not going to be what I'm about to tell you, which is industry sources tell me VA has awarded tens of millions of dollars in contracts under T4. And I spoke with Ashok Meehan, who's the founder of FedMine and market research firm, and he tells me FedMine can confirm 9 task orders under T4 worth $65 million, including orders of $9 million to both Booz Allen Hamilton and $9 million to Harris Corp, and one for almost $8 million to Seven Delta. Now, Cy Alba is an attorney with the law firm of Pilero and Maza, and he represents Standard Communications, who is one of the 3 protesters. He says VA's decision to use urgent and compelling justification award and award such high dollar amounts is ominous.
It seems a little dubious, that rationale, really the rationale behind these awards. And this is somewhat speculation, but because of a recent case I had, I believe that the reason these awards were made could be in an attempt to frustrate the protest process. Because if post-protest a contract continues far enough, there's a less likelihood, the further and further it goes, that GAO or the Court of Federal Claims could render meaningful relief, meaning aside from simply paying your bid and proposal costs. It's less likely that they will upset an award or tell the agency to go back and reevaluate because they made errors. Instead, even if they find errors, they'll say, this is too far down the tracks, so we can't interrupt it. It's not in the best interest of the government. Instead, we'll just give you your bid and proposal cost.
The fact that VA did go with the urgent and compelling is surprising to Bill Shook, a procurement lawyer with the law firm of Shook, Doran, and Cole.
Civilian agencies issue it not very often at all. You will see it issued by DOD agencies when it involves military necessity.
Now, Shook says when agencies override that automatic stay using the justification of urgent and compelling, many times the protesting vendors will file an injunction in federal court. Now, Alba says the 3 protesters are considering filing a temporary injunction to stop any work under T4 with the Court of Federal Claims.
So, Jason, who is protesting and what's the basis of the complaints?
So along with Standard Communications, IBM and General Dynamics IT have filed protests with GAO. D&S Consultants, which is another large business, has filed a separate protest on a totally different issue with the Court of Federal Claims. Now, I spoke with D&S Consultants attorney Tony Ankiff. He works for Williams & Mullen. He tells me his client is challenging VA's decision to exclude D&S from the competitive range, meaning VA didn't let D&S submit a final bid to be considered for award, or in contracting terms, they were down-selected out of the final competition. Ankiff says D&S's goal is to get VA to reconsider and let them submit a final award. Now, the Court of Federal Claims and VA have worked out a voluntary stay or pause in the contract where VA won't make competitive awards, and that's key because they're making what they call non-competitive awards, that $65 million I told you about earlier. But the stay or pause doesn't include these not, and that's where I think IBM and GDIT and Standard Communications are quite unhappy. But now the protests from those 3 companies are centers on the valuation of their final bids. Now, Alba, again, is Standard Communications attorney. He says VA missed the boat on his client's 2 main areas.
one of the awardees received an unacceptable rating for one of the three sample task orders. And in our opinion, since there are only three sample task orders and they were all the critical aspects of the solicitation, if one awardee or offeror were to get an unacceptable for one of those three sample task orders, it evinces a fundamental misunderstanding of the solicitation's requirements, and we believe that it does so in such a way that would render that awardee to be ineligible. The second point is that the VA failed to take into account whether or not any of the awardees had experience working with the VA, and there are a number of specific elements to come into play here in this IT contract that are VA specific. And so the risk is quite high, we believe, that there could be, you know, failures or cost overruns.
Now, spokespeople for both IBM and General Dynamics IT would not comment on the protest, and calls to their respective lawyers also were not returned. Now, GAO will decide these cases in mid-November, but there's another issue here. Because DNS filed with the Court of Federal Claims, all the protests, you know, even though there are two different things that are going on here, could end up with the Court of Federal Claims, because the Court of Federal Claims has jurisdiction over bid protests when different vendors file them both with GAO and Court of Federal Claims on basically the same subject. Now, again, DNS consultants attorney Ankiff says he believes all the protests will eventually end up with the Court of Federal Claims. Alba says he's unsure what GAO to decide. In fact, Standard Communications, IBM, and General Dynamics IT submitted briefs Wednesday to GAO about why the cases should remain with GAO and not be moved to the Court of Federal Claims.
And very quickly, Jason, couldn't VA just add those protesters, give them contracts, and make this all go away?
That's one remedy, but in fact, VA just added a 15th contractor. I just confirmed it yesterday that SAIC is the final contractor. When VA made their initial award in July, it named 14 winners and said a 15 would come after the GAO protests. Well, GAO just decided DNS's initial protest, now this is the first one they filed with GAO, and another one by STG earlier this week. Now, Bill Shook, again, the procurement attorney, says other large contracts similar to T4 have added protesters just the way they resolve complaints. And Alba says that is an option VA should consider.